Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Jody Barrett, Brandon Mahoney, and KG Moses. The question I want to ask you, how do you know if you're living a fulfilled life? KG, can you kick us off?
So I really thought about this and I thought, fulfillment, what does that mean, fulfilling life? And so for me, what indicates that I am living a fulfilled life is when I'm deeply connected to the essence of who I am. If you asked me this question 3 years ago, I would have said I would know the metrics of knowing I'm living a fulfilling life will be something in the future. So I've got this goal that I want to achieve. And if I achieve that in 3-4 years time, yes, I'm living a fulfilled life. But I've been through some experiences that have been quite traumatic. And it made me a lot more self-aware and enjoying life moment by moment. So being deeply connected to the essence of who I am and allowing myself to go through those experiences that really satisfy my soul. So that for me is living a fulfilling life.
Awesome. Jody, what did you think about it?
I can resonate with that a lot. Like, I think in my past, I probably would have connected that with an outcome of something. But again, I think through experiences, now I could probably say a sense of harmony within. Mm. So not so much as an outcome of a moment. It's just the daily life of how you feel throughout the day and how things move within your day and without your day. It's just more harmony and peace within, for sure.
I couldn't agree more with that. When I think of the word fulfilling, I think of, I just accomplished something. But then that's such a fleeting feeling. You did it. Yay. What's next? So for me, it's definitely transitioned over my life to, I feel fulfilled when I know I'm working towards something. And if I know I'm getting up every day and I'm making movement, whatever that movement might be, how little that step may be, how big of a step that may be, I feel fulfilled knowing I am heading in a direction that I've set out to go.
I know for me, it used to, it's funny how we're all like, well, it used to be, we've obviously all grown some. It used to be, well, I'll know I'm fulfilled when I feel successful. And then I realized, I don't even really know what that means. What does it mean to feel successful? Because you're always, to your point, Brandon, you're always looking for, okay, I reached this mountain, what's the next mountain? So what does that mean? And I did a process, a friend of mine suggested, and it was so eye-opening to me. She said, Robin, make a list of all the things in your life you would not trade for money. And when I started making that list, and, you know, obviously the top things were like my husband, Russ, my dog, you know, simple things. But when you get past things like my arms and legs, any body, any of that, like, of course, but when you start really getting into what are the things in my life that I really enjoy having that I would not trade for money unless I could not eat, that's when you start thinking, wow, I have a pretty good life.
Yes, I totally get that. Because for me, I was living for tomorrow. I'm not enjoying the moment now. So I'm living for tomorrow. But now I enjoy this moment. This moment I'm with you guys is fulfilling for me. I feel a sense of purpose. I feel that my cup is full. So fulfillment is about filling my cup and allowing it to overflow. And that in itself overflows and blesses other people. That for me is a fulfilled life.
What do you think changed in your life that made you start to notice that you were fulfilled rather than thinking it was going to be a future thing?
I think for me personally, it was realizing, like when Brandon was talking about the end goal and you get there and you realize, it wasn't as big and, you know, wonderful as it was unless you looked at the journey of it. And once you realize, for me anyway, personally, the journey of it is the most beautiful thing. Even when people like, cause of my train people, I'm like, yes, we have an end goal of where we want to go. But when you can reflect and look at the process, you really start to embrace the journey of it. And I think when you embrace the journey, which KG said about the moment being right here with you guys, the opportunity to be with three other incredible human beings and spend some time, that brings your harmony and your fulfillment.
I would say for me, similarly, it's wanting to enjoy the journey. I hit a point where I had a goal in life. I hit that goal. I was really excited about it. But then I looked back at the journey I went through and I did not enjoy the journey. And to go through something that you don't enjoy for so long, just to enjoy something for a little while. It was a check the box, but I didn't enjoy it. It's like going to school and learning something because you need to get that degree, but you didn't enjoy any of the classes. So how much are you really going to enjoy having that degree? Mm-hmm. So that was the transition for me where I said, I want my goals to more closely reflect a journey that I'll enjoy being on, as opposed to the goal being the end all be all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, it's two things. I lived most of my younger days spending time on trying to wait for others to say, yes, your life is fulfilled. Well done. Yeah, pat on the back. Yes, you've done well. And it was not happening because it wasn't meant to be that way. Mm-hmm. And so the moment I decided, no, I determine whether I'm on the right path or not. No one else has the control to be able to do that. And I took back that power. I was able to be more in control of how I define success and how I define my journey. And also when I lost my daughter, Maya, in 2018, she was born stillbirth, that whole experience shook my world because I was a point where I was in that place of quietness, a place of silence, and I was able to see the world from a different perspective. And so I value and I'm grateful for every day that I wake up. And I always say to myself that if today was my last day, you know what? I have lived a fulfilled life. I've done the things that I wanted to do. There's many more things for me to do, but if this is it today, then I'm okay.
Yeah. I think for me, I want to go off of that, KG, because I love that idea when you stop looking for other people to tell you, yay, you did well. Because I had an experience where someone who mattered a lot to me, I was telling them about something I had succeeded at. And their response was to say to me, well, don't pat yourself on the back too hard. And that for me was a moment of, wait a minute, do I allow them to decide if I get to be joyful about having done something that I think was really important? And even to this day, I still have to get over the fact that I'm not supposed to be proud. I'm not supposed to be all those things. No, I get to own that. And when I decided to take steps to say, I'm going to own my success and I'm going to be proud of it, not in a pompous, obnoxious way, but in a way that says, I did good. Yay for me. That's when I started to really start feeling like, okay, I can live a fulfilled life.
Wow.
So let's ask this question. What advice would you give someone who feels like they're not living a fulfilled life? What could they look for that could help them?
I look back to the way I tell people how to find a career, a job that they love. What do you enjoy doing? And to me, sometimes it could be that simple. That's what I did. I started looking for things I actually enjoy doing. And it's like, okay, I enjoy doing this every day. Where will that lead me? What can I make happen out of that? And work for me. So.
Yeah. So for me, I always say this, and this because I made this decision. I remember before lockdown, you know, I just didn't have a sense of direction. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I remember that day when I said to myself that I'm showing up as me. I'm showing up as the KG. I am not showing up as anybody else but me. And when I made that decision, a lot of things opened up for me. You know, I was able to, you know, do many, many things that I didn't think I could do. So I would say to someone, I would say, show up as you, not as who you're pretending to be, but show up as who you are. And then the question comes after that, do you actually know who you are?
Which is a whole separate 10-minute quick hit, no doubt. Jody, do you have any quick advice about like, what can you do if you don't feel fulfilled? What's this first step?
Yeah, I like the idea of just being, and like, I like the idea of going still and then owning who you are in that moment. Because I think we can't go this way or that way without actually standing in one spot and going, I got to own who I am here today before I can make a change to become fulfilled. Because if you don't own your thing, your stuff, you can't really change. And I do like, you know, own it and then show up every day and put in the work.
Yeah, as a psychologist, I know it sounds cliche, but you have to notice you're not fulfilled to figure out what fulfillment looks like. And that's what you all are saying, notice and then make change. So thank you so much for having this conversation with me. That is 10 minutes, and I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.